The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission was on Capitol Hill this week at a hearing to reconfirm him as FCC chairman. Republican Kevin Martin has been criticized for being too political to be a fair-minded regulator, but the hearing at the Senate Commerce Committee was polite, and there seems little doubt that Martin will be reconfirmed. Still, lawmakers took the chance to express their displeasure with current FCC policies. Jessica Smith was there to cover that hearing for us. Jessica, there was a bit of a showdown over media concentration at the hearings, but before we get to that, just please review how we got to where we are. It started, I gather, with Martin's predecessor, Michael Powell.
That's right, Bob. Powell and Martin reportedly did not get along, but that was a personality thing. Ideologically, when it came to relaxing media ownership rules, they were pretty much on the same page. It just wasn't the same page as Congress. So when the FCC voted in 2003 to adopt rule changes that would have allowed companies much greater ownership of various media outlets in a single market, there was an outpouring of anger from Congress. The Senate voted to disapprove the rules, and public groups took the FCC to court, which ultimately overturned the FCC's rules, or rather sent them back and told the commissioners to make a better case.
So that predated Kevin Martin's chairmanship. In terms of cross-ownership and the rest, what has happened on his watch?
Nothing. It's pretty much been status quo.
Okay, so this gets us to Tuesday's hearing. The issue continues to ruffle feathers, it seems.
Yeah, and it's senators on both sides of the aisle who are concerned. Some say media concentration is antithetical to free flow of information. This is a Democrat from North Dakota, Senator Byron Dorgan.
Would you agree with me that we have seen very substantial concentration in almost every area of the media in recent years?
In the recent years, we have seen more concentration. Since the 1996 Act passed, in which the Commission changed some of those rules, there's been significant increases since then.
Do you believe that increased concentration in most cases will likely be moving against the issue of localism, and that localism, with respect to broadcasting and the use of the airwaves that belong to all of the American people, localism is essential and center to the notion of what broadcasting is about?
Localism, Jessica?
Localism means local content. There's a fear that too much network ownership is eroding local news content. For example, a station in the Midwest has long offered regular hog price reports, but then a big chain takes it over and cuts out the hog reports. Or maybe a big network buys a local station and cuts down on local news reporting because it's cheaper to use nationally syndicated pieces. Now, the FCC was looking into this. They were doing a study on localism. And at the hearing this week, Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, asked Martin whatever happened to that study. Here's Martin's response.
That was never completed by Chairman Powell. When I took over as chairman, it was already supposed to have been completed. I think the commission had originally promised to do that by the end of...
You kind of want to wince. You can see Martin leaning into Boxer's left hook.
Yeah, suddenly Boxer held up a copy of that very FCC report in her hand, and she asked Martin if he'd ever seen it. He said no.
Well, I'm going to ask you to please go back after you look at it again. I'm going to ask all the other commissioners to tell me if they ever saw this report, because according to it, local ownership, this is a quote, adds almost 5.5 minutes of local news and over 3 minutes of local on-location news. That's over 5 minutes for each 30-minute local news broadcast. In the course of a year, this means locally owned stations provide over 33 more hours of regional news, news that's directly relevant and important to viewers. Now, this isn't national security, for God's sakes. I mean, this is important information. So I don't understand who deep-sixed this thing. I want to get to the bottom of it and find out if any commissioners saw this.
She's implying that the FCC did a study, found out that media concentration deprives Americans of satisfactory broadcast news and public affairs coverage of their communities, and then buried the findings for political reasons.
Well, that's what it looks like. And 2 days after the hearing, I saw some news that said FCC managers ordered staff to destroy all copies of this report. Now, one FCC critic I spoke to says this could be really embarrassing to Martin, and this could undermine Martin's continued effort to relax the rules. The timing is also pretty important because this report has emerged just as the FCC is launching a series of hearings around the country to find out what the public has to say on the issue.
Okay, score a political point for the Democrats. But at one point in the hearing, Martin himself seemed to distance himself from the big media love affair of his predecessor.
I would call it a fumbling effort to save face or avoid confrontation when Dorgan asked him if he was concerned or if it gives him pause that the commission's 2003 ruling would allow one company to own 8 radio stations, 3 TV stations, the daily newspaper, and the cable company in one market. Here's Martin's response.
Yes, it gives me pause, and I'm not so sure I would even concede that I was comfortable with the decision or when we made the decision previously.
Didn't he vote for the 2003 rule change?
Yes, he did.
All right, Jessica. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Jessica Smith covered this week's FCC confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill. A few days after the hearing, Chairman Martin sent a letter to Senator Boxer regarding the pesky issue of that buried report. He repeated that no one on his staff had seen the report, nor were they aware of it, but conceded, quote, "It appears to cover issues relevant to both our open localism proceeding and our recently commenced media ownership proceeding." Martin emphasized that the report had been entered into the record and would be made publicly available to the media.